You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good. We have many great air personalities throughout the country and world on Faces of Success. Tune in for the best gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, blues, and rock on your station that makes you feel good.
FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Good morning, and this is Social Connection with Stephen Littles, coming to you from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. We are broadcasting on the internet's hottest network, Faces of Success Radio. On this week's episode, our guests are the star of the Fox Network's hit series, Lethal Weapon, Keisha Sharp. We take you to the best of Las Vegas awards at the beautiful Venetian Theater at the Venetian Hotel and Casino on the Las Vegas Strip, where we catch up with Las Vegas headliner and Golden Globe winner Pia Zadora, TV legend Suzanne Summers, the Chippendales dancers, comedian Carrot Top, and other stars of Las Vegas reviews. We also have the foot nanny herself, Gloria L. Williams, who keeps Queen Oprah's feet pretty. And we have a new segment, the New Artist Spotlight, with my co-host at the Best of Las Vegas Awards, Rosalie, who is enjoying success with her top 30 single on the Billboard music charts, What I Do. And of course, we bring you another session of Trash Talk with my guests, the Gossiping Heifers, and you best believe the show is going to be 24K magic.
So play.
Everywhere I go, they be like, ooh, so play.
Hey, it's the Gospel Heifers, Michelle.
And Rochelle.
And we are here to do a little trash talk.
Trash. Pure trash.
So I'm here with my guest this week for Trash Talk, the Gossiping Heifers. How are you ladies doing?
What's up, what's up?
We have some things to trash talk this week. So now, on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Phaedra Parks and Candy Burrows, who used to be best friends, now they are sitting and they're just trashing and telling each other's secrets. Are you two like the type of people, you know, when you fall out with a friend and you find out that they may have said something?
It depends on what they're talking about. I have to be on Candy's side. When you try to stop my money, we got a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You talk about my husband and you're talking about my grind. So, you know, let's talk about what it is.
Right. You're attacking me.
Exactly. You're attacking my dollars. Now, she already let her pass when she talked about her husband. But now you're trying to stop my grind. That's when I'm going to start dropping dirt. You start missing my coins. Yeah, your business is getting out there.
Right. And I tell people, if there's something that you don't want out, you got to tell me. Like, say, look, this is between us.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Be specific on what you want to be heard from your friends.
Right.
Well, I'll tell the story. I just don't name drop.
Yeah, no, see, that's right. If you guess, I'm not going to say yes, but I'll make, like, grunt or something.
So you sound like me. I'll be like,
Right.
You can always approach it like, hey, the word in the street is, and that's usually when I'm approaching the situation. I'm like, hey, the word in the street is, this is going on.
I see.
Right.
You better than me. Girl, I heard you was a thought. I just come out and say it. Girl, I heard you was a thought.
And I'm like this. If we're sharing secrets as friends, and then I find out that you betrayed that, the gates come down. Because, you know, I'm like, you betrayed me, and I'm going to get you.
Boxing gloves on.
Yeah,
right.
But you know what? I've been blessed to have two. I've still have two best friends since elementary and high school. And we've fallen out lately, but we've never told each other's business. So to be honest with you, I don't really believe they were ever true friends in the beginning.
Right.
And personally, I've always thought Phaedra was sneaky and trashy. I don't care. I don't care how many degrees she got.
Or how many Southern Belles she put behind her name.
Girl, she needs to start lying on Southern Belles. She going to have us all looking like thoughts, I'm trying to tell you. She's a Southern Hoochie. That's what she needs to be.
Yeah. Yes.
That's hilarious. And see, the thing that I love about Candy, you know, Candy, since she came on the show, she's always been forthright. You know, she comes up and, you know, I'll never forget that season when they were talking about her taking care of, like, the man that she had before Todd. And she said, I'll make enough money to take care of all of you. And I said, it was said right there.
Yeah, I would say, you know, Aretha Franklin told y'all don't worry about her business. Would that doctor feel good? She won't take care of her man or whatever. Mind your business.
Right.
And Pedro, you would think, would be more busy because she already had her side piece. On top of her man going to jail.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And you got two kids, so you need to be more concerned about what's going on in your life.
And with Apollo having a formal record, I know he didn't come out balling, so who was taking care of who?
I'm sure that'll come out that'll come out later on this season. Now, let's talk about the diva Mariah Carey in that New Year's Eve debacle.
Train wreck. You know what? My girl Mariah, I give her her props. She can sing. But she's got to get over the diva attitude. We're almost 50. And I guarantee you, she did not go to rehearsal. See, sometimes folks just think they're too hot. But I don't care how big you are. Take your butt to rehearsal. Do your sound check. This is not the first time she has done this. So I want to know why they still booking this hoochie.
Well, you know, Jenny McCarthy had said on her radio show, I think it was yesterday, because she was there, she said that Mariah did a dance rehearsal, like a movement rehearsal, and had a stand-in do the sound check. So, you know, she said that Mariah Carey did not do a sound check like Mariah Carey's team is saying. But my issue wasn't so much, like, we know that Mariah lip syncs with her songs. and that the high notes are Cam. My issue is that when she messed up, she just started walking around the stage and saying to the audience, "The monitor's not working. This is ridiculous." Looking at all these thousands of people standing there in a see-through bikini.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't want to hear about your problem as I go into 2017. Check your mic. Do something.
Break your mic.
Sing without the mic.
Or break into a hip-hop band. Something. I got to say, you know, most professionals in the industry, you know, they have technical issues or, you know, whatever may come up. And it's always good to have a backup plan. And we like to lay on these lazy celebrities you paid good money to see and perform. And
let me tell you,
equipment's not working. Let me walk around the stage. Shouldn't that be enough entertainment for you?
Right.
Let me tell you something. If Beyonce can carry on a song after her wig get caught in the fan, I don't. You can keep on singing. Okay? So I don't want to hear none of Mariah Carey's excuses.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Now, speaking of Beyonce, you know, we have the Grammys coming up. Beyonce is now has the most nominations of any female ever in the history of the Grammys. She has more nominations than Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, everybody.
That ain't hard. Mariah Carey ain't hard to believe, but, you know, that's good.
What do you think it is about Beyonce that resonates so strongly with the public and the entertainment industry?
Yeah, she knows how to put on a show, but I'm going to tell you something else about Beyonce that has helped her grow. She has become very daring when it comes to what's going on in the world with Black Lives Matter.
Yes,
she has put it on the forefront. And I love her for that. I mean, I've been a fan of Beyonce, but now I'm a real fan of Beyonce, especially when she did Formation at the football. I said, come on, baby.
Girl, shut your mouth.
And I love all these little innuendo outfits she's wearing that takes you back to our heritage.
Right.
Panthers, civil rights movement. It's a lot going on with Beyonce. She's in sync with what's going on socially, culturally, and she knows what kind of music to play, especially for us ladies. Because all those testimonies she's doing in Lemonade, trust me, every woman has been there. Everyone.
And you know what I think was amazing about her is that, you know, when she first came out, because I remember when she first came out, because I was working with the singer Maya, and their songs were, you know, they had the repetitive chorus to their songs, and I remember seeing her and, like, Destiny's Child when they came out, and to think that that young girl turned into the artist that she is in 2016, that there's so much more coming in years to come because she's actually become an artist.
Yeah.
She's not going for the singles.
I really believe, I'm going to say her and Jay-Z combined, they helped each other grow.
Yes.
Yeah, I really did, because I'm a big fan of Jay-Z, too. Mm-hmm. And I like his newer music more than I like his older music now. And, I mean, how can you not be sexual with them lips that Jay-Z possess? Oh, my God. I love those soup coolers that Jay-Z got. I'm not even finna lie. I'm gonna keep this clean, so let's get off of Jay-Z's lips.
You definitely will. But, you know, thank you, ladies, for joining me for this week's Trash Talk. And can you please tell the listeners how they can follow you?
You guys can follow Gossip and Heifers on Instagram, Facebook. All you got to do is type in Gossip and Heifers. And the podcast, hey, we are on demand. So if you got iTunes, Google Play, and we're just making the world laugh.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it.
It's breezy.
U.S.
H.E.R.
dancing naked in my living room. She straight out of college, just turned 22. Girl, get your money up, I ain't even mad at you. Got you all on me, making me a bitch, catching attitude.
Tell them don't start it, my n***a retarded. The judge in the sentence, I got a good lawyer.
I got a few girls on the way. Baby girl, you ain't leaving. It's my birthday with a cake. Get up and let me eat it.
Pull up on you, take and I'm sorry.
I think I deserve a toast. Yo, yo. Shout out to my team. We be out here doing the most. Welcome to my place. I don't bring no clothes. No. Let's get dirty, babe. Baby, drop it low.
I pop a band on that. Baby, been eating the weedies.
All in the back, there's in the cast. Meet me if you need it. I got a few girls on the way. Baby girl, you ain't leaving. It's my birthday with a cake. Look it up, let me eat it.
Pull up on your head. Hey, man, I'm sorry.
Like a just got out of jail. Flying in my Rari like a bat that just flew out of hell. I'm from the east of ATL, but ballin' in the Cali Hills. The mama booted, boomin', that bet movin', and she standin' still. I know these dudes is choosin' me, but I got 80 on me still. I'm tryna find who tryna chill, cause I'm just tryna pay some bills. I'm multi-million dollar flood, this watch it cost a quarter L. Just look at me and look at them. I smashed her on my first attempt. Like Scarface, but the world is mine, you should read the blast. So either you gon' take a ride, or you gon' stay with him. Cause I got places I can be, I get your work, time to see. Gucci CB VIP, so look at me.
Wow. Pull up on you, tell your man I'm sorry. Honey, and I'm Iris, jumping out the glory. Who she hit the switch? She know how to party. When I wear my clip, we know how to party. How to party, yeah. We know how to party. How to party, yeah. We know how to party. How to party, yeah. We know how to party. How to party, yeah. We know how to party.
I had the pleasure of attending this year's Best of Las Vegas Awards at the Venetian Hotel and Casino with my guest, singer-songwriter Rosalie, who you will meet later during the show, where Sin City celebrates their own.
Hey, I'm here with three of the Chippendales dancers. How you guys doing?
Good. Great, thank you.
Okay, so when are auditions? I'm coming.
Let's right go. Now.
Yeah, we're going to start right now. There you go.
Cut the camera. Let's do it.
Yeah, slow on button.
I got a bunch of buttons, too.
Ready? Let's do it.
So, you've had some great guests so far. Who are some new people that you have coming up to guest star with you guys? Aside from me.
We never reveal our secrets. That's right. As you mentioned, we had some great guest stars. We just had Niall DeMarco. We've had Tyson Beckford, Ian, Antonio. Who else have we had? Jeff Timmons. So we've had a lot of great superstars, and we're going to continue that list to always keep it growing. But we're not going to reveal that just yet.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, hello, everyone. We've got the cast from Bass. So how long has the show been running?
Since June.
Yeah. Wow. And are you guys all from Vegas, or did you migrate?
We're all over the place.
There's some New York, LA.
I'm from LA.
Big melting pot here, right?
Absolutely.
Can we expect to see the show, and what hotel is it at?
We're at the Palazzo, Tuesday through Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful. We'll have to come check it out. Thank
Please
you so much,
do.
Guys. Welcome to Vegas.
Thank you.
I am here with, how you living? How you
living, Carla?
I love this woman. This is my first time meeting her. But I am so glad to see you.
Thank you.
What have you been up to?
Well, I'm doing the show Rock of Ages. I've been doing that for couple of years, and before that, I was doing Lion King out here.
Okay.
We did that on the road. So just right after the TV stuff, I did a lot of Broadway stuff. So
okay.
Broadway.
Great. Yeah. So what else can we? Any more TV coming up? Are you acting? You're just so busy with the show.
I'm busy with this, but this is gonna close, so you never know. I'm gonna get out there.
I didn't get to see you.
Yeah, come see it. We're there until January 1st. We close.
You giving me a free ticket?
Yes, honey.
Okay. You heard. Deirdre Lang is going. Okay, she got the hook up.
I got the hook up.
Got a hug. Thank you so much. Las Vegas icon.
Man.
The icon. Carrot Top.
How are you, buddy?
We're good. So, what's keeping you fresh at the Luxor? Why do people keep coming back to your show aside from the fact that you're amazing and hilarious?
Well, I don't know. You know, I've always been wondering that myself, have that longevity. I try to keep the show fresh and current. I mean, I'm always writing new jokes, new things. In fact, I pride myself on that because people do come a lot.
Yes.
And then you want them to come and say, you know, it felt new and fresh and stuff. So, I do try to keep the jokes new and fresh. And I take a shower every day to keep myself fresh. So,
yeah. Personal
maybe not every day.
Personal question, how do you get your hair like that? Because mine is deflating. Look,
oh, right, yeah.
How do I get the carrot top hair?
Well, you know, first of all, you just never comb it. It's a rat nest. But, yeah, I know. I was again, luckily blessed with a lot of hair. That's
for sure.
God
yeah.
gave me a lot.
You've got great hair.
It's a lot of work, though. You don't want this, right?
Yeah.
We are here with Golden Globe winner Pia Zadora, and an icon here in Vegas and in entertainment. How are you?
How do I look?
You look fabulous. You look fabulous.
I'm kidding, of course. But my mother used to say, it's not how you feel, it's how you look. And that's how I got so... So that's why I asked you that question.
So I know what you've been up to, but can you tell our viewers what you've been up to?
Well, I'm appearing every weekend at Pia's Place at Piero's.
Right.
That's kind of my hang, and I bring guest stars. It's my fourth year now.
Yes.
And I love it there. And then I did a celebrity wife swap. We swapped with Cloris Leachman.
Which was interesting.
Oh, how fun.
So crazy. I loved switching places with her. First time in 30 years I lived in a house where the phone would ring. It was a movie offer. Yeah.
We are here with the television and entertainment icon,
wow,
Miss Suzanne Summers. Take a knock on my door.
Yeah, but what's the next one?
We've been waiting for you.
Oh, good.
Where the kisses are hers and his. Three's company too. I can die. I can drop dead right now. Right. So, welcome back to Las Vegas.
Yes, yes. I would like to not leave.
It's a wonderful city. Are you enjoying your residency at the Westgate?
I'm not there anymore. I'm looking for a new one.
Oh, well, so let's find her a home.
Yeah. I'm just a homeless woman looking for a room.
I'm sure you'll come because you're a talent. You sing, you dance, you act. You're an icon.
Thank you.
You still look amazing.
Thank you. Thanks.
I mean, look at this
hormones.
No.
Hormones.
Right. What kind of water are you drinking?
Right. Are they human hormones?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, they're made from soy and other plants and things like that.
Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good.
Hi, this is DJ Big Mark inviting you to Club 976 every Friday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on facesofsuccessradio.com. The show is a mixed show with classic hip-hop and R&B. So join me every Friday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Club 976 on facesofsuccessradio.com. Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good.
Welcome to Social Connections with Stephen Littles, and we're just jamming to the hot new single, What I Do, by our new artist spotlight this week, Rosalie. Rosalie, how you doing?
I'm good, Stephen. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, for our listeners who don't know or who aren't familiar with Rosalie or just getting familiar with Social Connection TV, Rosalie is our unofficial co-host.
We have fun.
Yeah, you know, Rosalie, she helped me co-host the Best of Las Vegas Awards, and we had a ball.
Yeah, we met some interesting people out here in Vegas.
Yes. So, you know, I want to find out, how did you discover that you can sing?
You know, I started singing at a very young age. So what I did is I would steal my mom's Tina Turner cassette tapes and, you know, just try to mimic. And I thought that singing actually felt good, but I never realized that, you know, I maybe had a shot at it until someone said, hey, you know, you actually sound really, really good. Maybe right. You should, you know, pursue it and go a bit further. So from there, I went to, you know, naturally, I sang in my room to anything I could get my hands on. Being from a small town in Utah, I didn't have much access to soul music, especially. Right. That's where my heart is. So, you know, I would mimic any soul music that I would hear. You know, I'd steal my mom's disco cassettes even. And and then, you know, just naturally went to, you know, did some stuff in choir in high school. And then after I graduated, I moved to Vegas and did it for real.
Wow. So how did you start recording?
Well, I met my producer here in Las Vegas after I moved here. His name is Darren Schur. He discovered me. I was singing in some little gig here in Vegas. And, you know, he was like, well, maybe, you know, I can hire you and we could work together. And the rest is history. I've done a lot of background work for him, you know, okay. with other artists.
Okay.
And I finally decided it's my turn to give it a shot. And so I spent the past couple of years working on my album.
Okay.
And it's released, but just have a couple of singles that are out there. So the full album is to be released the first quarter of next year. So I'm really excited.
Great. And, you know, all my listeners, we were jamming to What I Do. You know, it has a great retro feel.
Thank you.
Retro feel good feel.
Yeah, it is a feel-good song. You know, the whole album, it's very retro. I'm very retro. But the album, it's pretty cool because I wanted to pay tribute to all the pioneers that kind of paved the way for me as a singer. Right. And so I take you through a journey through R&B, soul, and funk, through all the eras. So, you know, it goes from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s and 90s. And you can hear some of that with the different tracks on my album.
Okay. And your debut single was with Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm. Just My Thing.
That's My Thing with Snoop Dogg. So, you know, you've had the luxury that a lot of new artists don't get. You actually charted on Billboard with both your singles.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I got a great response, and I'm very thankful to, you know, have everybody supporting me, and especially Uncle Snoop. You know, right. He did his thing on Just My Thing, and, you know, what incredible talent. A huge fan of his, and I'm very fortunate. So thank you, Snoop. he brought it, man.
Yeah, he did. I mean, but you brought it too. You were right there with him. So you showed signs of being a superstar. You know, this girl, you know, listeners, I want to tell you, this girl can sing.
Oh,
she can really, 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 really sing.
Thank you,
Stephen. So, you know, you had said that you mimicked, that you would mimic a lot of the song from the cassettes that you would borrow from your mother.
She's like, oh, that's where my cassettes are.
So, what is your favorite song to cover? Like, if you're singing, what's your favorite song of someone else's to sing?
You know, I always love Aretha Franklin, Tina Turner, of course, you know, because that's just where it all started for me. So I really love Nutbush, City Limits, you know, if it's Tina.
Okay.
And if it's Aretha, then it's going to be Never Loved a Man. So
okay.
Those are my two go-tos, yeah, as far as doing some covers of other artists.
Right. Now, listeners, if you want to hear Rosalie sing the Aretha Franklin cover, you know, she has a video on Instagram that has almost 8,000 views. You know, it's like a couple of seconds long, but in that couple of seconds, you see how she tears that song up.
And it's on your website, too.
Yes, so it's on mine as well. Yes, yeah, on mine as well. Now, what I want to find out, being that, you know, that
this is a social media world and reality show world. Did you ever think of pursuing your recording career or your career as a singer by going through like the reality competitions like American Idol or The Voice?
You know, I think that's a great platform for artists to explore when they don't necessarily have all the pieces in hand.
Right.
I'm fortunate enough to, you know, have a great team. Right. You know, my producer, I mean, we work magic together. He's also a songwriter, so I write with him and then one other writer, Tremaine Glaster, I call him T. Right. You know, so I've got my core unit together and I feel like, you know, I can do it on my own, right. You know, through my machine
right.
that I've created and put together. So
okay.
But, you know, I think American Idol and The Voice and, you know, it's a great outlet for, you know, singers out there that, you know, I mean, they don't have any other way to get the exposure. So.
Right. Now, you know, the Grammy, this year's Grammy Award nominations were announced a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the nominees for major awards were independent artists who didn't necessarily experience commercial success. You as an independent artist, how does that make you feel?
I think it's amazing. You know, when you're battling with the majors, especially when you have that competition, you're right. trying to do it on your own. You know, it's pretty cool, you know, to get that nomination when, you know, you feel like, okay, well, maybe I'm just like a small fish in a big pond. Right. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, oh, hey, I'm getting some recognition. So I think that's amazing.
Okay. Now, where can we buy your hot new single, What I Do?
It's on iTunes. It's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify. So check it out. I also have two other singles, Just My Thing with Snoop Dogg that I released earlier this year. And then another kind of hidden single called HMMM. That's out there too. So those are the three tunes that I've got for my album, and hopefully I'll be releasing the rest of the album at the top of the year.
Great. And how can the listeners follow you?
Well, the easiest place to go is my website. So it's Rosalie Music. That's Rosalee music.com. I've got all of my social media handles there, but you know, I'll just say it just in case. Instagram and Twitter is at Rosalie Music, and then my Facebook page is Rosalie Official.
Okay, great. Now, and don't forget to follow me at Social Connection TV and check out our website, socialconnectiontv.com, to see video interview with Rosalie and so much more. Thank you, Rosalie. It was great speaking to you again.
It's been fun.
And I can't wait to get on the red carpet with you again.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good.
Hey there, it's your girl Nye, and I'm inviting you to Nye Airwaves every Friday from 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern on facesofsuccessradio.com. Get the hottest gossip, tunes, and exclusive interviews with the stars. So join me every Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern for Nye Airwaves on facesofsuccessradio.com. Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good.
Boy, I'm telling you, God is my witness. You gonna sit right here and listen till I'm finished. Cause you ain't got nowhere to go. Don't think I don't know that you ain't been telling the truth. Don't make me have to snatch you up out your feelings. Don't make me show you in your side, check the business. I'm tired, oh, of playing these games. You promise you'd change. Pay a couple bills, make a couple meals, make my body feel good half the time.
But I can do that for myself.
I can't make you love me right, make you realize what's right in front of your eyes. Drop to your knees and beg my forgiveness.
Congratulations, third year in a row that you're on Oprah Winfrey's Favorite Things.
Yeah, the list is amazing, right? The Christmas list. Yeah, I'm happy.
Now, Foot Nanny is like blowing up. Everybody's talking about it. The celebrities are using it. People are using it.
Right.
How did it all start?
Well, when I was, it all started back in childhood. I guess I was a little girl, of course, and my mother would take me with her to take care of people in the neighborhood. I grew up in a small town, so in Dixmoor, Illinois. But my mother is from Alabama.
Okay.
And so that southern thing that she had, she brought it on. It was passed out from her mom to her, and she passed it to me. That touch, the old-fashioned rub down.
Right.
So every time somebody in the neighborhood was sick, they would call my mother and say, "Hey, Miss Williams, can we come over? Can you come down?" So I would run around with her.
Okay.
So she had a way of mixing concoctions. And I would mix her little way and learn it, and then now I grew older, and people started asking me to do the same thing. I became a licensed nail technician, and throughout the industry, I started working in some film projects. I've done things in spas. I was managers, and then I was a freelance at Hartwell Studios, and that's how I got an opportunity to do my first time doing Miss Winfrey's feet.
Okay.
And when I finally came up with Foot Nanny, she was so excited that she did a tweet and it took off into the heavens, and Jupiter and Jesus, Moses, and all the rest of them came down, and hallelujah.
Well, see, that's what happens when you get the approval from God's best friend.
Yeah.
See, that's what I call Miss Winfrey, God's best friend.
You're right. She's up there.
Yeah,
right.
You know, it's God, Jesus, Oprah.
Right. In that order.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
In that order.
Okay.
So can you tell me about like the different scrubs that you have and what your line consists of?
Well, my line currently consists of, it started with the foot creams.
Okay.
And I think that people were always wanting me to do the scrubs and all the other things, and I couldn't because I wanted the line to work strong with the creams and just get their attention with that.
Okay.
And then go into the next level. Now, you bring that up, the funny thing is that when the tweet happened, when Oprah did the tweet, I got the feedback from the world. Where's a foot nanny in my neighborhood? I'm a diabetic. I'm this. I'm that. And they wanted to feel what she felt. And they also wanted the product. So I realized I've created a lifestyle brand.
Yes.
And it's, some people don't understand that right away, but I did. And I knew that and kept it to myself.
Okay.
And said, now I got to focus on the cream and let it go into the lifestyle that people are demanding. So I knew they wanted it.
Yes.
I knew they wanted something more than cream. And that's how it happened. So now I'm going into a protein. I have a protein line, with this, which is a scrub, a balm, like a salve,
yes.
And a soak and a cream. That's the protein. That's a set. It's like a the formula to the entire line will be held together with that protein connection.
Okay.
That way I can have just one scrub and one balm. I don't have to have all different kinds.
Yes.
I want the creams to be a variety.
Yes.
And so now another thing is I accomplished, I wanted to have foot nanny in every zip code.
Okay.
So because of the whole lifestyle brand and attention that the Favorite Things gave me, I'm now at BedBathBeyond.com and going into select stores in the spring of this year.
Great. Congratulations.
And thank you. And I've been on HSN, the product, several times, and I just made an appearance there. Mm. So then I also been on Good Morning America, the product has, and also it's been on The View. And we sell out all the time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So for those of the viewers who don't know, what exactly does the product do?
Well, the foot cream is the beginning. So what I wanted was, I wanted people to sit down and have that soak, that old-fashioned soak.
Right.
And in order to do that, I said, well, you take the foot cream and you put it on your feet at night and slide on your favorite sock.
Okay.
I got them used to that, and now they want more. I'm like, now the salts. And so what it is that you soak your feet. I want you to soak your feet for 20 minutes.
Okay.
I say 20 minutes because most people, I thought people knew, but most people don't know you're supposed to sit down and soak your feet at least once or twice a week.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to sit down and soak them because the time that you soak, it allows the dead skin to loosen up, the salts to penetrate your skin and pull all those toxins. When I say toxins, I mean stress out of your feet, swelling out of your feet.
Okay.
And so that from that, you dry your feet off, and now you take the foot cream. I take it to the next step. Take the foot cream, apply it all over, slide on your sock. The foot cream is not very oily.
Okay.
It's not greasy, and it's for everybody.
My feet looks like 12 years a slave.
Yeah.
So, like, if I got my feet done.
This room, and I've worked all my life.
If I got my feet done, I'd be 3 inches shorter.
Well, you need to soak an hour. We need to soak you an hour. And we're going to get one of them old-fashioned scrub brushes.
Yes.
Them big hoof.
Right.
Yeah.
With the wood.
Right. Scrub it down. It'd be amazing. That's for any man. No. That is a man line I have coming out too now this month. But I never thought about adding a big hoof brush.
Yeah, for men.
For nanny hoof.
Because, you know, we don't. Hoofs. It's what a barn animal in you. Right?
Trademark. For the barn animal in you. That's great.
For the barn. Funny. So you're going to have product in Bed Bath & Beyond store.
Yeah, the foot cream. And they have the foot cream. They have the salts. On the .com right now, they have the foot cream, the salts, they have the basin. I have a basin with liners.
Okay.
So that you can have your pedicure. If you go to the salon and you get pedicures, you take your foot nanny basin with the liners, your foot cream, I'm going to arm you. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go in there with it. But the thing is, there's a foot nanny 10 kit that's in that store too. That's in the .com for Bed Bath & Beyond and online for foot nanny. The Foot Nanny 10 is everything in the kit that's an account of 10 is disposable.
Okay.
Anything that's not, that's a single, you can reuse it.
Okay.
And so there's 10 orange wood sticks, 10 nail files, 10 foot buffers, 10 toenail buffers, and 10 alcohol wipes.
Okay.
For you to clean your tools. Okay. And so foot nanny is a whole lifestyle.
Okay. Now, I want to tell the viewers and the listeners that I am going to start using foot nanny. Now, like I said, I wasn't joking when I said my feet look like 12 years a slave.
Oh, my God.
And so on Twitter, my Twitter at SoconTV, SoconTV, and Instagram.
You can put a photo?
At Social Connection TV. I'm going to put a photo of my foot in the beginning before foot nanny. And I'm going to show you the process of how well foot nanny works.
Okay.
I'm going to go from 12 years slave to being a free man.
Yes.
And you have a book coming out soon called Nails and Money.
Yes. Actually, you know what's funny? I wrote it 10 years ago. I wrote the book 10 years ago, and I put it aside because I said it's not time yet.
Okay.
And I said, I'm not going to waste this because I know it's something valuable. And I'm going to wait till the time comes where I have the right platform that people will actually pay attention to what I have to say. Because I had some very key points. And 10 years later, that book is still necessary.
Wow.
Yeah. So I want to add a few. I went back and I added a few more things to it. And it'll be done by the end of this month.
So we're going to look out for Gloria L. Williams' book, Nails and Money. We're going to get this foot nanny.
That's
going to go into Bed Bath & Beyond, and we're going to buy .com and buy the products, and we're going to follow my feet.
Yes.
From slavery to freedom.
Oh!
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. My hair fell apart.
This is Social Connections with Stephen Littles, and I had the chance to chat with the beautiful lead of Fox TV's Lethal Weapon, Keisha Sharp. Now, you are starring on Lethal Weapon. And
very excited.
You know, I DVR it.
You better watch it.
No, I watch it at DVR.
Watch it within 3 days.
Yes.
Get that rating.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just love your character. I love the chemistry.
Thank you.
And what's it like being, like, this is your third series? You had girlfriends,
like I had Everybody Hates Chris. I had girlfriends. Are We There Yet?
Right. I watched Are We There Yet?
Yes. So this is my fourth. Fifth, because People versus OJ.
Right. So, which you won.
Thank you.
Okay. I think that this woman is amazing.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Glad. You know, you put in the work.
I have. I've been doing this a
now,
long time.
Now, I'm your Facebook friend.
Yes.
You and your husband went to see Lovin'.
Yes.
Please tell me the importance of that movie.
First of all, I saw the movie before, a few years ago, with
Layla Rashan.
Yes, I saw it then as well. For me, the movie is just so important because it just reminds people of the rights that we have, that we need to exercise them, first of all, to ensure that we keep those rights, and that everybody in this country has the right to do whatever they want to do, regardless of how you feel about it. Because once you take rights from somebody else, what's them to stop you from taking it from you?
Exactly.
You can have all the beliefs you want in the world, which is fine. I have my beliefs, but people should have the right to do what they want to do.
Yes.
My husband and I would not have been able to be married legally.
Right. Her husband is good looking. They are
he's
a beautiful
right there.
Couple. Oh, yeah, Brad. That's Brad
that's
Sharp
Brad.
Right there.
That's Brad Sharp. But we would have been jailed.
Yeah.
You know, we would have been put in jail because we love each other. No one should be put through that. No one, no matter who you love, should be put in jail for who you love.
Right.
Whatever your thoughts about it, people have their beliefs, but you shouldn't. You should have rights in this country.
Yes.
Everyone should. Point blank, period.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's beautiful, she got body, she's smart, she's talented. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Of course.
And how can our viewers follow you?
Oh, my name, Keisha, two E's, K-E-E-S-H-A, Sharp, S-H-A-R-P. And that's all you have to look up. So.
Pulling me further. Before making me stronger, shaking me right to the core. Oh, yeah. I don't know what's in the stars. Never heard it from above. The world isn't ours, but I know what's in my heart. If you ain't mine, I'll be torn apart. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over.
I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now. Like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now.
Now,
oh,
love me now. Love me now.
I want you to love me now. Something inside us knows there's nothing guaranteed. Yeah, girl, I don't need you to tell me that you never leave. No. Turn darkness into light, turn evil to good. Even when we try so hard for that perfect kind of love, it could all fall apart. And who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone? Oh, I'm gonna love you now like it's all I have. And I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now. Tonight, I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. And I know over. I don't wanna think about it. I just wanna love you now. Oh, yeah.
Love me now.
Oh, I.
Love me now.
Oh, love you now.
Social Connection with Stephen Littles, which airs right here on Faces of Success Radio every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, with a rebroadcast on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. I want to thank my wonderful guests, Lethal Weapons' Keisha Sharp, TV legend Suzanne Summers, Miss Pia Zadora, the hilarious Carrot Top, my trash talk guest, the Gossipin' Heifers, the very talented Rosalie, and don't forget to pick up her new single, What I Do, on iTunes. And follow me on Twitter at SoconTV, that's SOCONTV, and Instagram at SocialConnectionTV to watch my feet become liberated with Foot Nanny products. Check out our website, www.socialconnectiontv.com, to see video of many of our interviews. And thank you again for tuning in.
J. Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert, Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ. Howard Hewitt.
For the lover in you, this ring.
Girl, I'm gonna make this a night to remember mine.
Get ready, ready tonight.
I'm gonna make this a night to remember mine.
Club Nouveau.
Look at all these boomers surrounding me every day.
Sometimes you get away from all these rumors. I can't take it no more. Why you treat me so bad? Why you treat me so bad? Why you treat me so bad?
Radio. And John John of Troop.
To school each day, and wait for you to pass my way. And bells start to ring, and angels start to sing. Hey, that's the girl for you. So what are you gonna do?
With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Ziola Gay, and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code, J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airways Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com.
Before my time, I won't die alone. Sugar, yeah,
cause I
know you. Ooh, oh, how many eyes have seen them dream. Oh, how many arms have felt them dream. How many hearts, baby, have felt their world stand still.